واللاتي يأتين الفاحشة من نسائكم فاستشهدوا عليهن أربعة منكم فإن شهدوا فأمسكوهن في البيوت حتى يتوفاهن الموت أو يجعل الله لهن سبيلا.
As for those of your women who are guilty of immoral conduct, call upon four from among you to bear witness against them. And if four men do bear witness, confine those women to their houses until either death takes them away or Allah opens some way for them.
واللذان يأتيانها منكم فآذوهما فإن تابا وأصلحا فأعرضوا عنهما إن الله كان توابا رحيما.
Punish both of those among you who are guilty of this sin. Then, if they repent and mend their ways, leave them alone. For Allah is ever ready to accept repentance, is all compassionate. In these two verses, the first preliminary directives regarding punishment of unlawful sexual intercourse are stated. Later, another injunction was revealed, which laid down that both the male and female involved in this act should be given 100 lashes.
إنما التوبة على الله للذين يعملون السوء بجهالة ثم يتوبون من قريب فأولئك يتوب الله عليهم وكان الله عليما حكيما.
And remember that Allah's acceptance of repentance is only for those who commit evil out of ignorance and then soon repent. It is towards such persons that Allah turns graciously. Allah is all-knowing, all-wise.
وليست التوبة للذين يعملون السيئات حتى إذا حضر أحدهم الموت قال إني تبت الآن ولا الذين يموتون وهم كفار أولئك أعتدنا لهم عذابا أليما.
But of no avail is the repentance of those who do evil until death approaches any of them, and then he says, "Now I repent." Nor is the repentance of those who die in the state of unbelief of any avail to them. For them, we have kept in readiness a painful chastisement.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا يحل لكم أن ترثوا النساء كرها ولا تعضلوهن لتذهبوا ببعض ما آتيتموهن إلا أن يأتين بفاحشة مبينة وعاشروهن بالمعروف فإن كرهتموهن فعسى أن تكرهوا شيئا ويجعل الله فيه خيرا كثيرا.
Believers, it is not lawful for you to become heirs to women against their will. It is not lawful that you should put constraint upon them so that you may take away anything of what you have given them. You may not put constraint upon them unless they are guilty of brazenly immoral conduct. Live with your wives gracefully. If you dislike them in any manner, it may be that you dislike something in which Allah has placed much good for you. Believers, it is not lawful for you to become heirs to women against their will. This means that the relatives of the husband should not treat the widow of the deceased as if she were a part of the inheritance and begin imposing their will upon her. Upon the death of her husband, a woman becomes independent. As soon as her legally prescribed period of waiting ends, she is free to go wherever she likes and to marry anyone she wishes to. You may not put constraint upon them. This injunction is not meant to provide people with an excuse to grab the property of their wives. Instead, the purpose is to enable them to put constraint upon them if they are guilty of brazenly immoral conduct.
وَإِنْ أَرَدْتُمُ اسْتِبْدَالَ زَوْجٍ مَكَانَ زَوْجٍ وَآتَيْتُمْ إِحْدَاهُنَّ قِنْطَارًا فَلَا تَأْخُذُوا مِنْهُ شَيْئًا أَتَأْخُذُونَهُ بُهْتَانًا وَإِثْمًا مُبِينًا.
And if you decide to dispense with a wife in order to take another, do not take away anything of what you might have given the first one. Even if you had given her a heap of gold, would you take it back by slandering her and committing a manifest wrong?
وَكَيْفَ تَأْخُذُونَهُ وَقَدْ أَفْضَى بَعْضُكُمْ إِلَىٰ بَعْضٍ وَأَخَذْنَ مِنْكُمْ مِيثَاقًا غَلِيظًا.
How can you take it away after each one has enjoyed the other and they have taken a firm covenant from you?
وَلَا تَنْكِحُوا مَا نَكَحَ آبَاؤُكُمْ مِنَ النِّسَاءِ إِلَّا مَا قَدْ سَلَفْ إِنَّهُ كَانَ فَاحِشَةً وَمَقْتًا وَسَاءَ سَبِيلًا.
Do not marry the women whom your fathers married, although what is past is past. This indeed was a shameful deed, a hateful thing, and an evil way. Do not marry the women whom your fathers married, although what is past is past. It does not mean that if a man had married his stepmother during the days of ignorance, he can maintain the matrimonial relationship with her even after the revelation of this prohibitory injunction. What it rather means is that the children born of such previously contracted marriage will not be considered illegitimate after the promulgation of this injunction and will not be disinherited. A hateful thing and an evil way. In Islamic law, marrying women who fall in the prohibited degrees of marriage is a recognized criminal offense.